from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, February 1st. Happy February, everyone, 2022. I have a special guest in the studio that I'll introduce in just a minute. But I want to remind you, if you want to pick up your discounted copy of Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, they're available at the Great News Radio Center here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, also at our WLUJ Family of Stations studio in Springfield. $10. It's a great investment. You'll be really glad if you purchase this copy, as on each and every Monday for probably the next few months, we'll be reading excerpts. It's a phenomenal book. It'll increase your prayer life, help it be maybe more effective. But most importantly, you'll get to learn who God is as He answers prayer, as He desires to communicate with you and listen to you, and you get to listen to Him. It's a fascinating book about prayer, and I love the title, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. And you are a leader. If you influence people, if you're involved in people's lives, you are a leader. You might not see yourself as a leader. Maybe you're not like the CEO of a company or the pastor of the church or involved where you oversee an organization or a ministry, but you are a leader. You do influence people and you can lead them. And this book I highly recommend. It'll help you lead in new ways that you never thought possible. Well, speaking of leaders, there's a leader in the studio with me. His name is John Rector. I've gotten to know him through the Pinnacle Forum group, and some months back he was sharing why he's involved in Pinnacle, and I said, gosh, I like that guy. I got to get to know him. And so we've talked and communicated a few times, and I said, John, sometime when you're over near Marketplace Mall, come on in and let's do a program. And so recently we were at a Pinnacle Forum large group. That was last Friday. And I said, hey, John, what about Testimony Tuesday? Could you be a part of our broadcast? And he goes, well, what would you want me to talk about? And I said, well, some of your faith journey. How about on Testimony Tuesday? And he said, well, I love the Lord. I love to share my story. And so, John, thank you for being available for Testimony Tuesday. And as I said, I'm just getting to know you a bit, but I delighted in some of your testimony on how God had taken you into a new arena, what you're doing now as the CEO of Rector Insurance. And you were saying, yeah, I kind of had plotted out my life and was doing certain things. I had a number of stints with this career and this job, and I was in banking and then broadcasting and marketing at the airport and did a number of things. And yet at 50 years of age, I think you saw God leading you in a new way. So on this Testimony Tuesday, we're going to learn a little about your life, your faith journey. And by way of introduction, you've been married to Kathy for 11 years. You have 3 boys and 3 grandchildren. You attend CU Church. You live in Champaign, and you're currently the CEO of Rector Insurance, which is named after you.
Thank you, and it's great to be here. Happy Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Very humbling. You know, it's really interesting because I think one of my big growth things has been able to share my faith the last few years. I think that's that big change. I think there's so many of us that are closet Christians, and sure, like, well, we don't want to tell people, but just a blessing to be here.
So, John, I gave a little of a thumbnail on some of your life story, but let's begin with your testimony. And did you grow up in a Christian home, or who influenced you to begin following Jesus? How did that all work to bring you to the point where now you're the CEO of Rector Insurance?
Thanks. Thanks so much, Mark. So, yeah, I grew up in a Christian home. We went to First Presbyterian Church, downtown Champaign, wore a suit and tie all the time. A guy named Mal Nygren was the man from the pulpit, bright, talented. And I loved growing up in that church. We had a powerful youth group, mission trips every year, every summer, 40, 50 high school kids. We'd ride a school bus, go do mission work in South Dakota or Missouri. And that's when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
And I'm going to have you flesh that out a little, because there's probably listeners. What do you mean as your Lord and Savior? Who is this Jesus? Why do you accept Him as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah, so again, this youth group was powerful. And I remember we had a small group Bible study of an older high school young lady. Her name was Nancy Terrell. And, you know, she had walked her walk with God. And I remember sitting, she and Charlie and I, praying in this certain stairwell there at First Presbyterian Church in the Christian Ed building. And it's like, And that's just where, I knew I wanted Jesus to be a part of my life, mm-hmm. and I accepted him at that point in time. Kind of wavered a little bit, maybe after those high school days. But
you mean you haven't been sinless these 40 or 50 years since?
Yeah, and it hasn't always been a priority, but sure. That's what's changed now in the last few years is walk the walk, talk the talk.
So this is during your high school time. You're attending a church, a youth group. You're learning about Jesus. You accept him into your heart. You recognize, like most all of us, we're flawed. We're sinful. We need a Savior. You ask him into your heart. Did it influence your career choices or where you were going to go to college or your future?
It really didn't, Mark. It probably should have. I should have taken it to another level. At that point in time, I'd made the decision to go to Eastern Illinois University. Went down there, got a bachelor's and a master's. And I just kind of put Jesus in the back of my mind. Looking back at it now, it wasn't a priority, until later on, having children and raising children then and, exposing them to the Christian environment. And one thing that was a foundation of my faith, but I doubted it later, but when I was 10, I had a brother who we lost to leukemia. He was 13 when he passed away. And back in that day, childhood diseases and sibling dying were handled differently. I didn't visit my brother in the hospital. It was just kind of a weird thing now looking back. But I was 10 when he died. And I remember going to the visitation at Heath and Son's funeral home. And my cousin was like, "It's okay. He's up there. Carl's in heaven fishing with Grandpa." And, when you're 10 years old, that works.
No.
Obviously, when I'm 17, 18, 19, it's like I wanted my brother.
Right.
Carl fishing with Grandpa in heaven wasn't good enough. So that was something that I did struggle with a little bit during my college years. That wasn't a good enough answer. But then now over time, and we can talk about that later, but it's like Carl and the blessings that, he did some amazing things for his 13 years on the earth. So in retrospect, that's helped me be a stronger Christian. And again, that's a whole story too. It's like how my mother dealt with it, how my brother dealt with it, how my father dealt with it, how John dealt with it.
Mm-hmm. And then when did Kathy come into your life?
We met at Rotary. We complement each other nicely, and that's been a real blessing.
And what would you say is one of the characteristics that you appreciate most about her?
Now,
you're passing husband interview 101 because you have something to answer right away. There wasn't a big pause.
Yeah.
Or there wasn't like you're going to be in the doghouse when you get home and she hears the broadcast and say, "Why did it take you so long to figure out something for Bob?"
She is so supportive of all the crazy things I've done, my running escapades, my political career, starting a new business, supporting me there. I mean, she's a huge John Rector supporter, and it's just very humbling for her love and support that when I keep doing these crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Now, we briefly touched on your colorful professional career, but you've done many different things. Give us a little overview of how you saw maybe God working or maybe not working and moving you out of something to prepare you for something else.
I got a lot of experience. I met a lot of great people. I've always been committed to helping the community. So I think, Mark, I was doing servant leadership, but I wasn't cognizant of that. Mm-hmm. Been very involved with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, See You at Home, different nonprofits. Kathy and I shared several March of Dimes events. So I think I always used my positions to help the community and did some nice things, but I just didn't realize at the time that I was, I was acting as a good Christian. I just didn't talk about it. So I think I was involved in servant leadership, but just wasn't aware of it.
Now, how long have you been a part of Pinnacle Forum? Because that's one of the things that I think has really upped your game, as they would say, or has really had you become much more intentional on serving or seeing your position of influence to be used for good things, for the Lord's work.
Well, intentional, when I reinvented myself personally and professionally here in the last years, intentionality is a huge part of it with my personal life, with relationships with Kathy and the boys, my training and my running, but also and most importantly with my journey, my faith journey. It's if you want to be a great runner, you got to put time in. If you need to be a better Christian, you need to put some more time in. And so through Pinnacle Forum, that monthly meeting with small group every week or every other week with those guys, with CU Church. We made friends at CU Church. We created our own Bible study. It's just a lot more effort and, again, intentional as I grow through my faith journey.
You mentioned that, and I think your journey parallels with many of us and many people. You come to a point where you recognize, yeah, I'm flawed, I need a Savior, and somebody introduces you to that truth that God loves the world, that He sent Jesus. Jesus came not only to represent God, Jesus was God, and He taught, He healed, He did miraculous things on this earth. And so as you get to know Jesus and you get to understand that He died on the cross, that He shed His blood for us, many of us invite Him in. And we embrace Him. We recognize we need a Savior. But the struggles in life, the distractions, raising a family, getting involved in a career, sometimes we can maybe put Him to the side or put Him on a shelf or be that good Christian on Sunday and do all the Christian things, but then really live our lives for ourselves. But you had people pouring into you. Was your wife helping you grow and take those next steps to mature and embrace your faith and then really live it out? Because I know Pinnacle has done that, but it didn't just happen overnight. That was a process, right?
Yeah, it was a process. Kathy grew up Catholic, private girls' Catholic high school, very rigid. We found a church real close to our house that I loved the music. The music just, Kathy didn't connect there. And then, again, when CU Church started, my friend Mark invited us there. And it's just like it was something Kathy embraced and I embraced. And, you know, Jason is just, again, it was that intentionality of allocating the time. But I was ready to learn more about Jesus. But, you know, Jason's such a great teacher that I was ready to take all that in. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting you talk about Jesus dying for us. I was in Branson this fall with some good friends, and we got to go to the show there, Jesus. Have you seen it? The musical?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like, it was powerful. I mean, it's like we talk about it, Mark, but it's like the visual of him being on the cross, and it's just a marvelous job of that production. So if you get a chance to go to Branson, powerful, powerful show about that. So, but, you know, my big thing is it's like, I'm trying to walk the walk and talk the talk now. I think I walked it before, but I'm not sure I shared my faith when I had that opportunity. So when I run into somebody now that's like, hey, how are you today? It's like, I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a like nice way to say, hey, I'm a Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm blessed. But I think 7 years ago, Mark, I would have just said, oh, I'm having a great day. Thanks. How are you?
Right, right. In case you just tuned in, I have John Rector in the studio with me on this Testimony Tuesday here at our Marketplace Mall. I haven't seen too many people walk by and like press their nose against the window, but we're right here at the studio. In fact, we're going to have our grand opening open house on Saturday, March 26th. You're all invited. We're going to have food and fellowship and fun and giveaways. And so if you want to be a part of our grand opening open house, put that down on your calendar. Yeah, it's about a month and a half, almost 2 months away, but we're excited to get the word out. And we're going to have a lot of giveaways, so you'll want to come out. It's going to be between 1 and 4 p.m. And so here we are at Marketplace Mall, and I appreciate you, John. And when we were beginning this program, I said, hey, what's a special verse that I can share with our audience? And you said, well, the one that comes to mind mostly, because I love running and I love the metaphors or the meanings behind this, it's Hebrews 12:1. So I'm going to read that and have you comment on it. It states, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run. This is the part you really like. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Why did you choose that of all the verses you could share?
Well, you know, it's kind of a dual message. Is statistically, in the last half of my life, I realize this is the life I'm in. I'm in this run. And then for me physically, I've fallen in love with running, and it's just, it makes me feel good physically, mentally, spiritually. I love to run. I love the beauty of being with friends. Most every Saturday I run 10 or 12 miles, whether it's Lake of the Woods, Clinton Lake, Kickapoo. It's just so great physically, mentally, and spiritually, and it's changed me in a good way. You know, when I was in high school, I was 5'11", 150 pounds, loved sports, didn't have a left-handed layup. So, you know, my basketball career ended early, wasn't big enough for football, loved sports. And then, you know, at age 50, I start running half marathons and marathons. And it's just, again, it's just been great for me. So this verse is about the race and the run in life, but then also for me on what's important for me and what keeps me going physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Yeah, I think you were saying off air with me as we were talking about running that you love to see nature and God's handiwork. And there's, I think, that verse in Romans where, you know, His greatness is declared through His handiwork. So I think you said you love seeing nature and animals. And I was telling you about the chickens and deers in our, and you say, oh, yeah, and running around Lake of the Woods. It's a beautiful area. And, you know, the woods, it reminds me of when I walk in my yard. It always brings things back into balance because it's just taking time and seeing all that God has created and His handiwork. And it's amazing and that He's yet so personal. And as you run, I think you were saying, you know, He can speak to you or you can think through things and it gives you time to slow down, even though you're running fast, just to...
No, I run slow. I'm just blessed. I can run for a long time. I mean, we were at Clinton a few weeks ago and it was a Saturday morning. It's 9 o'clock. Cold as heck, but I know how to layer for it. And it's like it had snowed about 2 inches that night. And just that loop around Clinton, the north part, I mean, it was just beautiful. We were the first ones out there, some deer tracks on the trail, some other animals, but we were out there. I was out there with two of my best friends, and it's like, man, what a great way to start Saturday. Very blessed.
Now, you mentioned 50 being kind of a unique time in your life where God was working or stirring in you or doing a new thing. And you started weighing, okay, Lord, I've achieved a number of things in different businesses from banking to, you know, marketing at the airport, broadcast TV, doing some sales, and a number of other stints. Why insurance now? Why transition into a new career, you know, later in life? Why take the risks and step out?
Yeah, it was my father made it to 96. My mother made it to 95. My physical health is awesome. Again, I'm very thankful and blessed for that. And Jason's my oldest son, and all three of my boys are rock stars, super blessed. But we were just, you know, talking one day, and Jason's like, Dad, why don't you do insurance? And I'm like, wow, man, I've never been in insurance. You know, I haven't worked for anybody, and I'd be starting out from zero and rebuild and but utilize those networks. And I'm like, you know, that's a great idea. So it just seemed like the right product and service. I love people. I love helping people. I've got a bachelor's in business. I've got a master's in business. I've got all this experience. And that would allow me to build a book of business. But again, and that's why I try to tell people and I explain to people, it's like, I want to support our community. Mm-hmm. I want to be a good Christian businessman. But we all have to make $3 or $4 so that we can support our community. I mean, I understand what you're doing here is a ministry, but you still have to pay the bills right. for you and Holly and for this place and everything. So it's like, that would be great. I can sell, I'm networked. I've got a pretty good reputation, but I can build something and then continue to give back to the community and continue to connect people and share my blessings and be able to talk more about my faith. It's like we talked earlier about, you know, servant leadership. It's like, we don't realize people look at you and me as servant leaders because we are walking the walk and talking the talk. And it was an opportunity for me to build a business, create some income. Again, blessed. Kathy's got a great job, so she's totally supportive of me. And then, you know, now I'm building that business up, and I'm just so blessed and lucky, and I want to do it for a long time.
And part of what you're doing, you're providing a service that you believe in, a product, if you will encourage people, help them plan for the future, help them prepare for the future, help them work through uncertainties, or what if this happens, or what if my health fails, or how am I going to pay for certain things. So you believe in what you sell, and then you want to help people, so it's really kind of a good marriage.
Oh, it's a win-win. It's like when I provide life insurance for a younger father or a younger mother, it's like, this gives you peace of mind when you go to bed every night that if something happens, your family will be taken care of financially. It's like, I don't want to knock on the door and hand somebody a check when somebody dies, but people die before they're supposed to, and that's God's plan. But, you know, I want to be able to help those people. So, yeah, it's a perfect fit. On one hand, Mark, I should have done it 10 or 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, everything happens for a reason at a right time in your life, and that's when this door opened.
Now, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, is there a website or phone number for them to call?
Yeah, it's rectorinsurance.com. The number's on there, 217-3... I don't even call myself on that office line.
Do you want me to... The cell number or the...
The office number.
Office number, 217-367-3510, 217-367-3510. John Rector, he's the CEO. He's in charge of Rector Insurance. He's my guest on Testimony Tuesday. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org. Just look for the Mark and Friends link, and you can listen to the last 10 years of broadcasts. So John's program will be titled Running the Race by John Rector. He's my guest on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And I appreciate you, John, for carving out the time. I know you have a lot of different things to do today, but thanks for joining us here at our Marketplace Mall studio, and God's best to you in the days ahead.
Thanks for all you do for our community in Central Illinois and sharing the gospel. So thanks, Mark. It's a privilege.
Well, John, I'm going to close out with a special song for you and for all of us to keep running the race, persevere, keep at it, carry on, as the Lord awaits you with open arms. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.